Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for this Sunday, I wanted to say to you who are my listeners, when I've been talking on programs about reading the Word, paying attention to God's Word, because it can lead us to so much real food, spiritual food, but real food. So I'm going to encourage you, all of you, the Gospel according to John, which is very near the end of the Bible, maybe 100 pages before the end. No, not really, but it's near the end of the Bible. The Gospel of John, simply read the first chapter. Simply read the first chapter. And after you've read that, next time I'm going to say some things about that for you. I'm going to help you with it. But take it now and read it, okay? The Lord really does want to lead you closer to Him. So it's the Gospel of John, chapter 1. All right, today, however, we're going to look at the Mass for the second Sunday of Advent from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock. In his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Brothers and sisters, that's for us. God is saying that you will receive comfort. He says in the desert, cry out, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight. Every valley, fill it in, every mountain. We can't do that physically, but we can do that within ourselves. First of all, the lands will follow, but we need to, in ourselves, prepare the way of the Lord. And we talk about, you know, sacrificing something for Advent. Let's take a look at what is one thing, if you could curb or lessen or annihilate one habit in you that is offensive to others. And you know it is. You're abrupt, you're sharp, you interrupt people's conversations, you storm around, whatever that may be. If you're that kind of a person, the Lord wants you to know, give it to Him. Give that desire to Him. He wants you to become a one who hears His word and shares His word. That's what God wants. That more people can know the word of God. There are so many people in this world who don't know anything, and this word has power to change your life. And I'm talking of 40 or 50 years of paying attention to this word. Not when I was a teenager, but as I grew, I paid more and more attention to the word, and it became the source of my daily prayer. And over the years, I changed. I did. I wasn't evil. I wasn't bad. But at the same time, I didn't know all the ways I could be kinder to people or better with people or reaching out to others or caring within my own family. There were a lot I had to learn, and God will give it to you. Please take time to read His Word. And the second part of this reading continues, "Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them within his bosom and leading the ewes with care." Please, brothers and sisters, pay attention to this passage. Please, and make it your own. Psalm 85, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation." Well, then we want to come to him. We don't wait for him to go around and he could find us, of course, at a moment's notice. But brothers and sisters, we need to be seeking him, seeking his dwelling place, seeking his foundation, seeking the salvation he seeks for us. "Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps." God will use us to bring people closer to Jesus if we give him what belongs to him and give him time daily in prayer and thanksgiving. Please, brothers and sisters. Second reading from St. Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 14. "Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire? But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him at peace." St. Peter chapter 3. And then the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, the first 8 verses. "The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way.' A voice of one crying in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.' John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey, And this is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. My goodness, brothers and sisters, look what God is preparing for us. Look what God is making ready for us. And this is not a fairy tale. I hear people scoff the scriptures and say it doesn't really mean that. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to God now. Say, Lord, help me to know you better. Help me to follow you more closely. Help me in this Advent that I can pull out, by your grace, God, that I can pull out one obstacle to a deeper relationship with you. What is it that I'm doing that I need to give up or put away or turn away from? Think about that. Let's give God our best. Let's us give him himself, give to himself this Christmas a life free and willing to follow our Lord until we all see him together. I pray that God may abundantly bless you. And I mean that when I say that. I do. I pray that God may bless you, that he may give you courage to forgive, that he may give you a greater faith, more hope. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. Love him. He's the source of all love. He will grant you his love. He has already from the moment you were conceived and probably even before, he loved you. Return that love to him in your own heart, in your own soul, and then speak of God's love. I don't mean you have to preach sermons, but just wherever it might be good to bring it in a conversation, tell how fortunate you are during this Advent time to really seek him and to come to love him more. That's what God wants. Share that with others as you deem. Some people are not open to being preached to, and I don't want you to preach to them. Just share. Just a simple sharing, maybe even 4 or 5 sentences, and see what they do with you. See what they say later. They may say nothing then. They may change the subject. It's okay. Open your heart because he loves you. He loves you more than you or I could ever know. But one day we will know how much we're loved. Please, may God grant you faith. May he grant you a greater hope and a greater love during this Advent season, greater than you've had before. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to see the day come when all the listeners of Ave Maria Radio or wherever you're listening and have heard this may really grow in the love of Jesus Christ, because it's that love. It's not my love. It's his love. I must decrease that he increases. We've said that many times. Open your heart and let God dwell there. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.